Hello and welcome to another episode of AV's Ripping Wax Packs. This is episode number 3 and I'm your host Aaron Vaughn. This is the show that we rip a random pack each week. I show you the pack as I pull it randomly on my Twitter page at Ripping Wax Packs, and then we will do a little history of that pack and the cards in that pack and maybe some of the players as we talk about the pack, and then we bust the pack. Beforehand, we will take a few comments. We actually have a few this week. When we do rip the pack, that part will be ripped live on YouTube. So you can always look back on YouTube if you just want to watch the pack being ripped. You can send emails to rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com if you have anything to tell us. You can get a hold of us that way. You can comment on our Twitter page. I will put something on Facebook usually. You could comment there. We're going to try to add something to the podcast. If we can get any sponsors or advertisers, we're going to give a portion to proceeds. This doesn't cost a lot to do, but there are a few things that I have to pay for to make this podcast happen. But I don't mind that. I just would love to get some sponsors to get different veterans charities involved and give back to them. My dad is a veteran of the Vietnam War, and anybody that knows me pretty much knows that he fought for our country very valiantly, and he lost his eye in the war, and he's the most respectful guy, and he never complains about anything, and veterans have a near and dear place in my heart, and I would like to help out the veterans any way I can. So a portion of the proceeds that we would get would go to them. I'm new to this, so I'm not sure how that'll all work, but we'll do it legally and make sure there's a paper trail so everyone would understand that we're giving a portion of our proceeds to veterans in some fashion, or families of veterans, or dogs that help veterans, just different ways to help veterans and their families in their times of need, because of the sacrifices they've made for our country. I'm going to try to have a little more order to my podcast from now on. If at all possible, I'll try to come out with every episode. The new ones will be out on Thursdays of each week. If that changes, I'll let you know. But as of now, they'll come out every Thursday. So if you looked at Twitter or you watched Twitter, on my video, I randomly pulled a 1986 Donruss baseball, and I picked a rack pack, so we're going to be busting an 86 Donruss rack pack. I'm so excited about this episode because 1986 Donruss was one of my favorite cards. That was right at the height of whenever I was collecting. My friends and I were collecting cards, and I can remember that Jose Canseco rated rookie in the 1986 Donruss, which I'll be hoping for in this pull. That'll never happen, of course, but we shall find out pretty soon. Just a few facts about the card. The 1986 Donruss set, the whole set, is 660 cards. The card fronts have this thinly striped blue and black border. I found a place on the internet that says it's around a parallelogram-shaped photo. It has a team logo, the standard team logo, the player name, the position, and the Donruss logo. And for about the fifth year in a row, the first 26 cards, because I think 82 was the first year that they did the Diamond Kings, but the first 26 cards are Diamond Kings, and that artwork was always produced by Perez Steel Galleries up to then. And then cards 27 to 46, they make up the rated rookies, which are almost always my favorite. I was hoping those rated rookies would be awesome. And there actually were a couple good ones in this year. Jose Canseco being the number one. And then I love the Fred McGriff card as well. There are 7 different checklists. They're numbered 1 to 6, but with an unnumbered Diamond King checklist, but they're all included in the 660 cards. Some good rookie cards in this set include Canseco, Lenny Dykstra. Man, he's a whole nother story in himself. Lenny Dykstra, man, he was a great player. They called him Nails, and he's got into some trouble and just can't seem to keep his mouth shut. That being said, if I could interview him, I'd love to do that here. Cecil Fielder was in this one. He was a big home run hitter back in the day. Andre Scalarraga was another one that I believe was a rated rookie. And like I said, Fred McGriff. Paul O'Neill was a rated rookie. So they hit on these rated rookies, a few of them at least. 1986 Donruss also has the only true rookie card of general manager Billy Money Bean, Moneyball Bean. So from like the movie Billy Bean, Moneyball. So that's his only true rookie card. And that at that time, Canseco's card was the hottest rookie in of that time. And at one time, I can remember seeing that card. It said online $100. I can remember seeing that card for maybe $200-$300 from unscrupulous dealers, I'm sure. And this card's been counterfeited over and over, like a lot of cards are these days. But it was just a huge car at that time. You can get them a lot cheaper now. If it's graded 10, it's pretty expensive, but you can get it now for not too much. The distribution of these packs and the wax box were 36 packs per box, 15 cards plus the Hank Aaron puzzle panel per pack, 20 boxes per case. And I can remember having this table in one of our family rooms growing up, and it had glass over top of it. And I can remember putting that Hank Aaron puzzle together and having it under the glass, and I would put all my Donruss puzzles that I got from each year under there. I can't remember exactly how many years, but they might still be there. I'm not even sure. I'd have to ask my parents. But anyways, the rack packs were 45 cards plus three Hank Aaron puzzles panels per pack, 72 packs per case, and they were advertised as a value pack. And there were, in the factory sets, there were 15 sets per case, and the rack pack is the pack that we're going to be busting today. And before I go any farther, I did have a couple comments, so I wanted to give a shout out to Eric Myers, way out in Decatur, Indiana, works in Portland, Indiana. He looked at the picture of the 1987 Topps pack, and on the front of it, it says, you know, there's a stick of gum and a chance to go to spring training in 1988. He thought that was funny and commented that. A stick of gum and a chance to go to spring training in 1988. LOL. Eric is one of my buddies that I taught with for years at the J School Corporation in Portland, Indiana. I really appreciate your support, sir. And thanks for commenting. You have Mehu. And Jen Thompson and her son Cooper from Fort Recovery, Ohio, she said that her kid's favorite part is ripping the packs to find the treasures. So I thought that was really cool. And I've actually met them before and had Cooper in my house. And I was kind of talking to him about some cards. And I thought it'd be cool to pull names to see who got the Barry Larkin card from last week. And Cooper actually got his name pulled because there were only a couple comments. So Cooper gets the Barry Larkin rookie, and I'm actually sending him a 1987 Topps unopened pack as well. And describing the cards just a little bit more, if you look at, they have a diagonal top and a bottom. And like I said before, like a parallelogram. And it almost looks like a set of blinds horizontally if you look at it. I thought that was a good way that somebody described it on the internet. The backs of the, their design, include their vitals, their stats from the previous 5 years, their career numbers, a brief bio about them, and their contract status. Wax boxes, have a sheet of four cards attached to the bottom. All the boxes have the same panel, which includes Kirk Gibson, Willie Hernandez, Doug DeSensei's, and a card of the completed Hank Aaron puzzle. And the numbering continues from the box bottom cards issued with the 1985 Donruss baseball boxes. So I thought that was interesting. In this set, there was a special Pete Rose King of Kings card. They commemorated Pete Rose breaking Ty Cobb's all-time base hits record with that card. And it was number 653 because Donruss never repeated players being Diamond Kings. So he was the first one to have the King of Kings card because he had already been a Diamond King before. And then later, Nolan Ryan would be the second King of Kings, and then Dave Winfield was the one after that. So those were in 1990 and 1994, respectively. So that's a little bit about 1986 Donruss. And I just wanted to give one little personal story about 1986 Donruss cards. As I was growing up, I can remember this store called Ben Franklin. It was kind of had crafts, and we'd get candy and baseball cards. Like I said in other episodes, that I felt like you could get baseball cards all over the place then, not just Target and Walmart and places like that, like now. But Ben Franklin, this place had baseball cards as you were coming up to the checkout. And I can remember specifically buying some packs of Donruss baseball. And right next to it, I can remember like it was yesterday that there was a box or a couple boxes of 1986-87 basketball Fleer cards, the one that's synonymous with Michael Jordan's rookie card. And at that time, it's like, you know, they cost about the same. They might even have been cheaper. I can't remember. But I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want that basketball stuff. I want the baseball cards. 86 Donruss is hot. Nobody wants those basketball cards. So imagine now, just like everybody probably my age that did that, if you'd have just said, hey, I just want one box of these because they're the new premier 86-87 Fleer basketball card. But no, I wanted the 1986 Donruss baseball. I wanted that Jose Canseco rookie. I mean, it was awesome. Who cares about that set? It only has Michael Jordan's rookie and Isaiah Thomas's first card and Hakeem Olajuwon's rookie and Charles Barkley's rookie and on and on and on, one of the best sets of all time. So I'm still kind of salty about that. But, you know, being a kid and just loving baseball cards more than anything, I had no mayhu of basketball cards at that time. I had baseball cards were my rotique. So without further ado, I'm now going to open the 1986 Donruss baseball wax pack. And we're looking for that Jose Canseco rookie. And hopefully we find it. And then we will, it'll take comments. And the person that gets their hat or their name drawn out of the hat for the card, we will give them the best card that's in this. Like I said, there might be some in the ones that I pull that you will not get. But I'm going to say right now that if I get the Jose Canseco rookie, if you comment, your name will get put in the draw for that rookie card. So I just opened up the first part of the pack there. It's 45 trading cards, 9 puzzle pieces, and like I said before, it's called a value pack. And here's the first set of cards. We have Frank Tanana, Ernest Riles, Oral Hershiser, second year card. He had a great career. Mike Socha, Tom Runnels, Pete Filson, Luis Salazar. I'm just looking at the back of the card. Yes, it's got that lighter blue color. I believe some of the other ones had it that later too. And they have their last 5 years. And then their career totals. They have career highlights and their contract status. Next, Scott McGregor. Rated rookie, the first rated rookie we got, Rick Surhoff. Don Slott. And here's a Diamond King, Andre Dawson. Joel Davis. Bill Wegman. Jim Gott. And Eddie Lee Whitson. And then there's that's what one of the puzzle pieces has, 3 puzzle pieces of Hank Aaron's puzzle. And those were always awesome as a kid. Some people didn't like them, but I love putting those together. If you bought a wax pack, you could pretty much get all of them. All right, here is, and you might just not get a couple of them, but here's the second part of the rack pack. Nice and gentle here with it. First card, Willie Randolph. Mario Ramirez. Not the best Rack Pack so far. Yvonne Calderon. Stu Clyburn. Man, I love opening up cards. It's so exciting. I'm still, I'm in my 40s and I still love doing this. It's awesome. Diamond King, Bob Boone. Here's one of the checklists. It had the yellow in the background there, and then the back had the same colors as normal on the backs. Rod Carew, what a great career Rod Carew had. He's an amazing hitter. Mike Smithson. Charlie Hudson. Or Charles Hudson, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Charlie. Sorry, Charles. Al Pardo. Don Robinson. This next guy, being a Cleveland Indians fan my whole life, I love this card. I can remember pulling this card like it was yesterday. Joe Carter. Joe Carter had a great career. Love that guy. Bob Stanley. Joel Youngblood. Clint Hurdle. Coach now. I don't know if he's employed or not, but I know he's been a major league coach. And then that was the other next piece of the puzzle. And then I have one more little section to open. Nice and gentle. Haven't got anything that I've wanted so far, but hey, man, it's still fun. I love it. This one has some, it got kind of messed up there on the top. You can tell it's been sitting there so long. Bert Hooton. But you can see in the top, you see the little white pieces of the where it got messed up. So that kind of ruined the value. Bert Hooton. Rated rookie, Ty Gainey. I don't know if he ever did much. Ty Gainey. Andy Van Slyke. He had a good career. Andy Van Slyke. Herman Winningham. Old Herm Winningham. Dave Steeb was a good pitcher. Very good pitcher. Great pitcher. Gary Lavell. Juan Augusto. Terry Kennedy. Jay Howell. Tim Lawler. Another Diamond King, Gary Ward. Oh man, I have a good story about him. One time I was he was on the I'm pretty sure he was on the D Detroit Tigers, and my dad and I went up there for some reason to a game. I think I was in town to play baseball with some traveling team, and Gary Ward hit a and we went to the game at night, and he hit a home run in the actually it was not quite over the fence. It was during warm-ups, and I reached down and I caught it with my bare hands, and then I threw it up to my dad in the stands. And it was like such a cool experience catching that ball. And you think it would hurt your hand so badly, but you know, because you have all this adrenaline, you just caught that ball from that coming off that guy's bat. Didn't hurt at all. It's crazy. Darnell Coles. Rupert Jones. Two more cards. Come on. Diamond King Mike Davis. Ah, no Jose Canseco, but we do have a baseball checklist. Woohoo. And then the other puzzle pieces that I got there. All right. We'll figure out the best card in there, and I'll send you that card. Not quite sure. I'll have to look through there again. Or if you have a card in there that you want me to send, I can send it to you if you comment. But that's the pack. And we'll finish up the rest of the episode on the podcast version. But this is the end of the YouTube pack busting. So there it is, the 1986 Donruss Rack Pack that we busted. Didn't get the best cards in there, but there were some decent ones. I'll sift through those and get out some of the good ones. And hopefully, we'll get some comments and I'll be able to send out some more prizes. I'll probably stick a wax pack in there for you too if you comment. I have a lot of them sitting around, so I don't mind giving away a few. And let's remember about the veterans. If anybody would happen to want to sponsor this show or have an advertisement on it, you can email me at rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. You can hit our Twitter page if you need to. That's fine. at Ripping Wax Packs. And I really appreciate everybody tuning in. New episodes will come out on Thursdays, usually a couple days before that. You're going to see the pack or rack pack or whatever the pack we're going to be busting is, so you know what pack it is when you tune in. Look on Facebook, Twitter. You can watch these on YouTube, the pack busting, and go to your most of your podcast places where you watch or listen to podcasts. You'll be able to find AV's Ripping Wax Packs there. So again, appreciate you listening and tuning in. Until next time, this has been episode 3 of AV's Ripping Wax Packs. I'm your host, Aaron Vaughn. Have a great day.